experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I am wearing sunglasses because in order to get rid of the fuzziness in the background, I had to turn the light up brighter and taking my eyes some time to get used to. Plus, I think I look pretty effing cool, you know? Anyway, okay, enough of that nonsense. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Today, I feel like Oprah because you're getting a bottle of enzymes. You're getting a bottle of enzymes. You're getting a bottle of enzymes. That's right. On today's show, we're going to revisit something that I've been using for 3 years now. And I'm telling you, I never, never miss a meal with masszymes. And sometimes I take a handful of them. Yesterday, I had 2 pounds of beef after the show because I was fasted 18 hours. 19 hours. And I think I took 10 because we always talk about protein quality. We recently did a show comparing the vegetable-based beef patties versus real grass-fed beef patties. And quality of protein is essential. It's so meaningful. You could look, your hair is protein. You could eat your hair. Feathers are protein. You could eat feathers, but you're not going to do well because the important thing about protein quality is the amino acids that make up the protein. But the story doesn't stop there, right? Because extracting those amino acids is really where the magic is. If you ate a piece of steak and it remained relatively undigested and came out looking very much like it did going in, you got nothing from that steak. And the older we get, the harder it is to extract those amino acids, to break them down. I'll tell you right now, if you're 40 and above watching the show today and you don't take advantage of this offer, I'm telling you right now, right, straight up, you're stupid. Because around 40 is when things start happening to the gut where you don't digest your food as well. And if you're not getting those amino acid pools from your food, you are suffering. You may not build muscle fast enough. Amino acids are so important. They are, you string them together to make peptides. Growth hormone is made from amino acids. And they're also cellular messages. They go from cell to cell telling the cells what to do. So amino acids are much more important than just building muscle. But the reality is all I care about is building muscle because I'm 64 years old and it's getting harder and harder. Before we get started, I have to thank Legendary Foods. They reimagined the Pop-Tart, less than 1 gram of sugar, 20 grams of high-quality protein. I always say high-quality protein because I want people to know that this is high-leucine protein. But if you can't digest it, who cares? 4 to 5 net carbs if you're a low-carb guy. Go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary. Use the code SHR10. Buy them for their macros, but you'll eat them because they are delicious. And now, without further delay, somebody who I really love having on my show. It doesn't feel like work to me when my buddy Wade is on the show. How you doing, Wade? Oh, what happened? I don't hear you. Are you muted? I got your speaker open. I got your mic open. That's odd, very odd. Huh. Just try backing out. I'm going to back you out for a second and just try reloading and we'll wait for Wade. We'll take our time because he's got a great discussion today. Just try backing out of the browser and backing and going back in, Wade. See what happens. This happens once in a while. Wade does podcasts on Friday. I'm sure he just left the podcast. It's very possible that The driver of whatever he was using, if he was using Zoom, has control right now. The truth is I could do this show by myself because I know all about this product. It's an amazing product. It's called Masszymes. You know, I've talked about it before. We've done shows about it. It is a enzyme blend specifically designed for breaking down protein. That could be plant-based protein, too, for those of you out there who eat a high plant-based diet. Let's see. Let's hope. Anything? Were you on a Zoom call right before this by any chance? You may have to, I hate to say this, but you may have to reboot your computer because your driver may be held by whatever video product you. So just take your time. I'm vamping. I'm talking about the product. Just if you can hear me, just reboot, okay? Okay. We'll be right back with Wade. Anyway. Excuse me. Masszymes is a unique blend of enzymes. Let's see. People are commenting here. Let's see here. I can hear him clearly. Really? Hold on a second. Let me check something. Be right back. This happened once before with Rob Regish, and the problem was right here. Let's see. Every now and then, this is live radio at its best, folks. Yeah, that's the problem. It wasn't Wade. Whenever I update my operating system, they always come back muted. It's just amazing to me. There we go. And I have to apologize to Wade when he gets back. Come on. There we go. That should be better. Let's see what that does when he comes back. Won't take him long. I'll tell him it was him. Yeah, I didn't hear a word he said, but I just found out why. Tarzan of the Jungle is commenting, watching on YouTube. Thank you for filling in here. And the problem is that whenever I update Microsoft, I hate Bill Gates. He's a fucking douchebag. I'm sorry. And whenever I update my operating system, it comes back with the speakers muted. I have no idea why, but that was the problem. They were muted. Here we go. See, I even heard it wasn't you, Wade. It was Bill Gates.
Does it work now?
Yeah, because whenever I upgrade my operating system, it comes back with the speakers muted. I have no idea why that happens, but it wasn't you because the audience was able to hear you, but I couldn't hear you. How are you? Welcome back.
Oh, well, great to be here. And I was sharing, I really like the sunglasses. I think that looks pretty wild.
Yeah, I know. Those are my bike for riding the motorcycle. But
I got that. I could tell right away, right? They're awesome.
The light is so bright. Anyway, okay. There is nothing on the planet like Masszymes. I take it with every meal. Why? Because I'm 64 effing years old, and building muscle becomes harder and harder and harder. And I could train as hard as I want, but if I don't have those amino acid pools, I'm not going to look like that. That picture was just taken Sunday. That's me, 64. Somebody said on YouTube, I hope I carry as much muscle as he does when I'm his age. Well, here's where it starts. You do the work. You do the hard work, but you don't get the results. And that could very well be because you're not getting the amino acid pools from your meals. So first, let's talk about how the ability to extract wanes as we age.
Yes. So one of the things that's plaguing Americans right now and people around the world is digestive issues. 100 million people in the country suffer from digestive issues any given day. 12% of the emergency hospital visits now are gastrointestinal related. And almost everyone has felt either heartburn, acid reflux, they felt bloated, maybe they got constipated, maybe they got the runs, maybe they had a reaction to food. So what is that? I mean, it's a single canal from your mouth to your anus, right? And the reality is, when food gets into the tube, it's not in your body. It's not in your cells. It's not in your muscles. It's not in any organ of the body. It's in the tube, but it's not in you. And people have to understand there is a specific process that involves the use of enzymes, hydrochloric acid, and probiotics. And those components, and you know, there's two other aspects. Chewing your food is one thing. That's the first stage of digestion. The food will go down the esophagus into the upper cardiac portion of the stomach. The hydrochloric acid comes in. That does two things. It disinfects the food, parasites, bacteria, bugs, whatever you might have eaten the food with, to take that out. It also changes the pH. And this is where enzymes start to, the enzymatic reactions. Now, enzymes are responsible for everything from thinking to blinking. There's over 25,000 enzymatic capacities. And enzymes are what break down your food in the first stage of digestion. And unlike all other species, we cook out the enzymes in the food. Enzymes are in live food. So a tiger eats a zebra, it gets live enzymes of that live animal. If a bear eats a berry or a salmon, it gets the live enzymes. If a horse or a cow eats grass, it's live and it's enzymatically rich and it's probiotic rich. So with humans, we come up with these novel ways to cook, to pasteurize, to irradiate, to store and distribute our food. And there's a lot of gain to that, that's happened for us. That's why we've become one of the dominant species on the planet. But there's consequences. There's trade-offs to everything. And the cost of us eating an enzymatically deficient diet comes down to, if you look at our biology of our the human body, the human body has a pancreas that's 3.5 times larger than any other species per weight. And if you feed an animal, any other animal, you start feeding those animals an enzymatically deficient diet, guess what? The pancreas begins to grow. Pancreas is a storage, particularly for carbohydrates, and you have gallbladder for lipids. All of this stuff is manufactured in the liver. Now, when it comes to enzymes, there are four main categories. Proteolytic enzymes, which is proteases. Carbohydrate-based enzymes, which are usually amylases. Fat-based enzymes, lipases. And then you have cellulases, which break up plant matter. And then there's variations of all those little nuances and stuff like that. But those are the things that are going to be present. The final stage after the, when the food comes out of your stomach, hydrochloric acid, enzymes work together. It's buffered by minerals. It goes into the intestinal tract. Your probiotic finish it off. They convert it into energy units, building blocks, and then you excavate the waste. That's a perfectly working digestive system. As we age, our capability of producing enzymes begins to diminish. There's a fellow by the name of Dr. Edward Howe. In his book, Food Enzymes for Health and Longevity and Enzyme Nutrition, he documented everything from rats to cats. And when they fed an enzymatically deficient diet, their lifespans were lower, their incidence of disease was higher, and generationally, what would begin to happen by the third generation, inability to procreate, strange genetic diseases, and unusual social behaviors relative to the species. Well, he predicted this would happen to humans since the modernization of food production and distribution after World War II. And guess what? We're right there. Look at how many people are having trouble having kids. Look at how many people are having digestive issues. Look at how many genetic-based diseases have expanded since World War II. There's just like a new genetic disease for everything. And hey, you watch YouTube or Facebook or anything else, there's strange social behavior. Go through your neighborhood. Obviously, humans aren't acting like they were 50, 60,
you know,
70 years.
It's funny you say this. We have to pause here. Just, I want to bring something in. So I'm looking for someone, a zoologist, because we have a lot of mental illness in the human population today. And it's functioning mental illness. In other words, these people can hold jobs, they can have relationships, but clearly they live in some altered reality. And I'm wondering if wild animals, because we know we have mental illness in domesticated animals, those that are fed an artificial diet. When I worked on the racetrack, we had evidence of different types of neurotic behaviors in racehorses. We had stall walkers who just walked in a circle in their stall all day. We had cribbers. They would put their upper teeth on something and pull and burp, because belching for a horse is not natural. We have all of these different neurotic tendencies in domesticated animals. But what I want to know is, do we see mental illness and neuroses in wild animals that are allowed to be wild? And if not, is it a result of the congested close quarters, or is it the diet? And my bet is it's the diet.
I would suggest that the diet is the biggest proportion of the two. I mean, who knows what confined quarters do to people. I do think it's a contribution factor. And the reason I will say that is we just went through this lockdown for a couple of years, and you saw a massive scaling of psychological conditions, particularly around depression. Now, depression is really interesting because it's correlated to you need to be able to produce neurotransmitters and the conversion of, say, things like serotonin. Serotonin, 95% of that is made in your gut. And when you to produce neurotransmitters, you need to be able to break down your proteins into the amino acids that can be transferred across the gut barrier into your brain to make these components. Now, a lot of people, the other thing that happened is I think the average weight gain was over 20 pounds.
During the lockdown, yeah, right.
During the lockdown, okay? Well, why is that? Well, you're sitting there, you're not exercising, and what are you doing? You're in front of the TV, freaking out, eating a bunch of garbage, right? That's that, you know, what do I do? Because, and the natural progression of that inefficiency in digestion leads to cognitive conditions. That's a reasonable theory. I'm not out there to say that I'm a doctor or a psychologist, but I can tell you one thing. When we fix people's digestion, one of the number one things people start to report, first, better sleep. Second, whatever conditions they had, gas, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, acid reflux, heartburn, all these things, they tend to go away. And then the final piece is they almost always improve better mood and a better capability to recover from their workouts. Well, why is that? Because you're converting whatever you're eating into building blocks or energy units. Now, in the case such as yourself, recovery is the number one game when you're training. You know, you have to be able to recover from your workouts. It's why people use steroids. It's why people have a harder time as they age, right? So why do people have a harder time of recovering when they age? Well, one is hormone strength. But you can supplement your hormones, right? Like you can take hormones, right? You can take, whether that is, testosterone replacement or hormone replacement therapy, or you're going into aggressive therapy hormonally, but still people don't recover the same way. So guess what? The factor that's limiting that is their ability to convert the protein they're eating into the amino acid. Now, there's a ton of literature demonstrating how proteolytic enzymes improve recovery, improve healing, recovery from hematosis, like recovery from surgery. I just had surgery recently. There's a plastic surgeon here, Dr. Barrett in Beverly Hills. And he says, across the board, he gives everybody Masszymes and magnesium breakthrough combination. His recovery rates are twice as fast using those two products in his clinic over anything else he's ever been able to do. So you get better outcome. Why is that? Because the ability to convert your amino acids and deliver them to the damaged tissue, and training is minor damage surgeries, major damage. And recovery slows down as we age. So Masszymes becomes a bridge. And one of the things about proteolytic enzyme production in the body, because you go, well, Wade, I heard my doctor said your body makes enzymes. That's true. It only makes a certain amount of enzymes. So let's say your body can make 100 units. Over the course of your lifetime, it starts out at 100, and then it goes to 80, and not, you know, and 70, and 60, and 50, and eventually what happens, your ability to clear out the cells of your body, you actually have protein building up in the cells. That's what leads to death. And one of the reasons why fasting works and reducing your food load and things like that for aging and anti-aging is because you're able to clear out the cells.
Autophagy. You said right. When you're not digesting food, autophagy is basically a sanitation department of your body.
That's right. And Masszymes can accelerate the results of that through its proteolytic activity. It'll digest your food better. It will reduce the strain on your metabolic enzymes. But taken on an empty stomach, it can enhance recovery, cognitive function, and a variety of other things.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. If I take no fewer than three with the average meal, and when I have a big meal, like 2 pounds of beef, I take 10. Surely some of those are being used, absorbed by my body. Not all 10 capsules are just working on that food, right?
Great question. Here's the wild thing. So I'm a student of orthomolecular nutrition, the treatment of disease states with nutrition. And a lot of that work was started by Dr. Linus Pauling and Dr. Abram Hoffer and Dr. David Hawkins way back in the 70s in psychiatry. And they just turned the world upside down because they were fixing advanced psychiatric conditions with superdosing nutrition. And many people are familiar with the famous vitamin C dosing effect. In other words, you increase vitamin C dosage. You maybe start at 3 grams, and the next day 4, 5, 6, till whatever the dosage that you hit, you get the runs. And what that means is you've broken the GI barrier. You have a tolerance in your body's capability of absorbing that nutrient. And in kind of the aggressive nutritional protocols that we use to produce superhumans, to borrow off you, well, what do? We find and identify supplements, vitamins, minerals, essential nutrients that may be deficient in the person or a person has trouble absorbing, and then we start dosing them up the tolerance, keep them at that level until we can effectively reduce whatever that deficiency is so the body operates at the best of its capability. So I said, well, let's do this with Masszymes. How many Masszymes would it take before we'll start seeing this in the stool or I'll get the runs? Well, I got to 1,000 capsules a day and nothing showed up in the stool and nothing came out. So I instantly knew that the body was actually absorbing the excess enzymes that was being consumed.
That's fascinating. So I want to talk about vitamin C just a little bit longer. Michael Hearn has been taking 10 grams of vitamin C forever. He learned from Jack LaLanne. Porter Cottrell, who lives here in Louisville, Kentucky, who is a former Olympian, he's my age. He looks amazing. He moves and appears like a much younger man. He's been taking 10 grams of vitamin C ever since I've known him.
Saw Mike at the gym today. He looks amazing.
Oh, yeah. The guy is ageless, right? I know, right?
So unbelievable.
My point is, so recently I started taking 10 grams a day. I never got the runs, which tells me my body was starving for vitamin C. Right?
I believe that to be true.
Okay.
And what's interesting about humans, we don't actually manufacture our own vitamin C.
Us and guinea pigs, the only two species on the planet that don't make our own vitamin C. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Us and guinea pigs. So you developed, did you develop or did Matt develop or did both of you develop Masszymes?
We developed it together. Okay. Back in 2005.
Saying that this is a broad spectrum protein specific enzyme blend would be an accurate statement, right?
Yeah, there's actually 17 different types of enzymes in it. Over 50% is proteolytic enzymes, which are the most expensive enzymes to produce. They're cultured enzymes, so they're not plant-based and they're not animal-based. cultured enzymes are grown on specific mediums under very specific conditions and will give you an efficacy of 100 to 1,000 times compared to a regular enzyme. So when you look at what's protease, you'll see protease on a bottle. Well, why is we have three different types of, you know, 3.0, 4.5, 6.0, which is related to pH ranges. There's other cofactors that integrate and accelerate the effectiveness of those enzymes. And so we've done three versions of Masszymes. We've evolved it several times. We're always looking to improve, and we're probably going to end up doing a fourth one next year. Because we've learning more. We have a research facility in Croatia University, PhD in the microbiome enzymatic capability. And so we're learning things in the lab in real time all the time, and we integrate those with our company.
Okay, so what we're going to do is before we take this break, I want to talk about the offer. So right now my audience has an exclusive offer available to them.
That's right.
That offer is a free bottle of Masszymes plus a bonus worth over $81, which is three books from Sick to Superhuman, The Ultimate Carnivore Cookbook, and I believe it is a vegan snack and a book, correct? Did I get that
right? It's a plant food, superfood book. I mean, people who are averse to plant-based diets, when they try this stuff, they can't believe how good all this is. This was made by Katrine, our genetics expert.
So to get this offer, you have to go fast. This isn't going to be around for long. It's shrnetwork.biz/freemassme. Free Mass Me. Talk about the offer. What is there? A shipping and handling charge?
I think there's a small shipping cost for the delivering the product.
Right.
So you can experiment with it. But I think the books alone are amazing. But when you actually experience the product for yourself, then it turns all this kind of, you know, talk into reality. You will digest your food better.
I don't get blood. You know, no matter how large the meal and no matter how protein centric it is, and I eat ultra high protein, I never ever feel bloated or gassy from a meal when I take Masszymes. There are occasions where I forget to take my little plastic bag of Masszymes with me and I'm going out to dinner, and it's a totally different experience, and it's the Masszymes alone. And I want to put this picture up one more time because I'm really proud of this picture. I didn't know I looked this good. But that is 64 effing years old, folks. That's all muscle. I mean, you at my age, training hard isn't all it is. It's about the nutrition. When it comes down to the nutrition, it's about extracting every morsel of amino acids from the protein I eat to create a protein synthetic response. Believe me, people talk about, I'm 50, it's so much harder. Wait until you get to 64. Masszymes is my secret weapon. I will never, ever, 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 no matter what, be without Masszymes. It is the one supplement that I absolutely demand, but I also take it with their HCL product too. I just take one of those HCL capsules, which has some enzymes in it too. So do you think I am absorbing any of the residual enzymes, and are they helping with wound healing and stuff like that since I take it consistently in large doses?
No question about it. And so you've had recently Paul Cech on your podcast.
Love the guy.
Another guy, 60 years old, jacked, works out. He's a prolific writer, super, has access to virtually everything, wrote over 15,000 pages of documentation in his Czech Institute. Really well done. He's like, best enzyme product ever. My recovery, my digestion, I can feel it in my body. He takes it every morning. He's had access to everything. Ben Greenfield, Dave Asprey. You can go down the list of the luminaries in our industry. We said we're doing the same thing that you guys are going to get the chance to do. We just gave them a bottle, said, hey, look, try this and see what you think. You guys are monitoring everything in your life. You know what's going on. And all of them report, wow, I really feel the difference. And these are people that have access to everything, seen everything, been everywhere, heard it, seen it, done it, knew it, and understand it all. And there's a reason why they're all on MassArms, because they understand your enzymatic capacity is going to determine how well you digest, how well you recover, and I do believe how well you age.
I believe it, because it enhances the breakdown of fibrotic tissue. We just did a show about fibrosis the other day. So, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. How do I have Dr. Noble there? I am so sorry. That was yesterday's guest. I'm sorry about that. We'll be right back with more of Wade Lightheart. Stay tuned. There have been no new innovations in men's underwear for hundreds of years. That's all about to change with Sheath. Sheath creates two separate compartments for your man stuff so it doesn't get smashed into a mound and sweaty and stinky. I won't wear any other underwear now that I've learned about Sheath, and you won't either. Go to shrnetwork.biz/sheathunderwear. That's shrnetwear. Use code SUPERHUMAN to save 20% off. I promise you, once you try a pair of Sheath underwear, you will never wear anything else. Are you 35 or older? Every year after puberty, your growth hormone decreases, sometimes by 50% by the age of 35. And it only keeps going down from there. This affects everything from making it harder to recover from workouts, sleep, and a general loss of a sense of well-being. It also affects your ability to get and stay lean. BioPro Plus is the first of its kind, 100% non-synthetic alternative to prescription synthetic growth hormone treatments. All the benefits without any of the needles or side effects, and 100% safe. Previously only available through doctors, you can go to shrnetwork.biz/biopro, that's B-I-O-P-R-O, and use code SHR30 for $30 off today. The Hercules pre-workout from Lost Empire Herbs is like no pre-workout you have ever had before. Completely natural formula designed specifically to optimize workouts, provide quicker recovery time, provide adequate nutrition, and get you away from all those no-good, overstimulating pre-workout supplements on the market today. The Hercules pre-workout blend is a mix of extracted, natural herbs and mineral pitch. No fake colors, no added flavors, nothing else. Not only will Hercules pre-workout formula help your workouts, but you'll likely discover lots and lots of side effects, beneficial side effects. Go to shrnetwork.biz/lostempire today to learn more. I would easily say that I am the hugest proponent you will ever meet to doing anything that will improve the quality of my sleep. And that's because sleep is linked to just about every metabolic disorder we see in our population today. One of the easiest things you can do to improve the quality of your sleep is to get a pillow that can be shaped into the exact form factor that allows you to get your best night's sleep, and that is my pillow. I've been sleeping with my pillow for a few years now, and I can tell you that when I have to travel and stay in hotels, I don't get a good night's sleep because I don't have my pillow with me. Right now, you can save up to 60% off of everything offered to improve the quality of your sleep at shrnetwork.biz/mypillow when you use the code SHR, or you can call toll-free 800-889-4938, and remember to use code SHR to save up to 60% off of everything at their website. Being superhuman means being conscientious about the choices we make. White Oak Pastures is superhuman when it comes to raising livestock. They're committed to animal welfare, land regeneration, and rural revival. They responsibly manage the entire process from the pasture to your doorstep. High quality, pasture raised, great tasting meat from a farm you can trust. Full nose to tail selections. They even have options for your pet. Go to shrnetwork.biz/White Oak and use the code SUPERHUMAN to save 10% off your entire first order. Hey, you've heard me talk about Masszymes from Bioptimizers for years now. It's a safe and natural digestive enzyme supplement that's for men or women that specifically helps you digest the protein in your diet. I never have a meal without at least 3 Masszyme capsules, and that's because I want every bit of amino acids from the protein I eat day in and day out to help this 64-year-old body continue to build new muscle. muscle and strength? Well, I can tell you how you can get a free bottle of Masszymes plus 3 free ebooks as a bonus, total gift worth over $81. You'll not only receive a free bottle of the best digestive enzyme for turning all the protein you eat into muscle-building amino acids, but you'll also receive the book From Sick to Superhuman, Plant-Based Superfood Delights, and the Ultimate Carnivore Cookbook, absolutely free with your free bottle of Masszymes. Take advantage of this opportunity fast because it won't last long. Go to shrnetwork.biz/freemassme, that's freemassme, and see why I will never stop taking Masszymes.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I want to make sure I get the right image here. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Wade Lightheart of Bioptimizers. Bioptimizers is a very unique company, and it owes its success a great deal to its transparency to its customers and plus its money-back guarantee. They don't want you to take something. They're not a, you know, one-and-done company. And as a result, they are one of the more successful supplement companies today. And if you look online, you can't find any bad reviews. And that's unique today. Even Sears used to have complaints. You know, it takes a lot of work to bend over backwards and honor your customer in a way where everybody just trusts you. Like every time they come out with something new, it's like, well, these guys don't lie. I'm going to give it a try. Masszymes should be the foundation of anybody watching or listening to this show right now. If you're 40 years or older, I don't care if you have aspirations of building a big, strong body. You still need those amino acids. Those amino acids play such a large role in the development of peptides, cellular messages. It goes on and on and on. Those of us who like to train and we want to see our bodies change, sure, it's going to help you too. But the average person should be taking Masszymes. The average person, you don't go to the gym, maybe you don't even walk, because there's no difference between a nutrient deficiency, such as amino acids, from not being able to digest your food, and maybe having bariatric surgery. People who have bariatric surgery all develop all sorts of horrible illnesses because of nutrient deficiencies. We develop nutrient deficiencies. Part of the whole discussion about orthomolecular science is that Americans especially have some form of nutrient deficiency at any given time because our diet is typically artificial to what the human really needs, and supplementation is required. Am I off base with that?
Absolutely. I mean, the reality is there's no such thing as a balanced diet. I mean, I balanced the steak with the potatoes, you know, on two different plates. I mean, what, you know, you'll say, oh, take this and eat a balanced diet, and everything's based on 2,000 calorie model on the back of a nutritional fact sheet. A tiger doesn't need to understand a nutritional fact sheet. A cow doesn't know that, but it knows how to select the food that it needs. Okay? In fact, if you don't give kids sugar before the age of 3, and you put them in a room with virtually every kind of food, they will pick the diet that is right for their health. But our dietary practices have been so warped and distorted that we don't know what's the right diet. Now, the other thing is, it's virtually impossible to get the optimal amount of nutrients from any diet. I don't care if you're plant-based, if you're carnivore, if you're paleo, if you're – like all of these have advantages and disadvantages. But your own unique genetics, your ability to metabolize those foods, to methylate those foods, to digest, the state of your digestive health, all of these things are contributing factors to what you may be depleted and deficiency in. And now science is showing this. We can do tests. We can do spectrocell tests. We can look at your genetics and your epigenetics. We can see if you're plaquing and you have a protein, you know, is not folding properly. We can see if your blood sugar is out of control. So now we have tests that will allow you to determine which products are going to be best. And someone just put in, is there
test Katrina Miller, who's watching on Facebook, says, is there a test for enzymes?
Yeah, you'll see, what you'll see is predispositions of what products you're going to have a trouble absorbing. And those are correlated with enzymatic deficiencies. So I'll give you some breakdown from observational science. Typically, if people have skin conditions, often have lipase issues, that breaks down fats. If they're prone to disbalances in their neurochemistry, usually it's proteases. If they have trouble breaking down plants, they don't get enough cellulase in their diets. And if they have blood sugar issues, almost always they have issues with amylase. These are the enzyme families. And you'll see also, if you look at, if you have an epigenetics expert, they'll be able to determine what you can break down well. And that's why there's different diets. Some people will do really well on one diet and suck on another one. And that's because of it. Now, you've got to figure out what diet's right for you, optimize your digestion, and then you need to supplement with the key elements that you're not able to absorb and utilize in your body. And then there's another piece to that. Most of the literature in clinical data is based at RDA, you know, double blind studies. What prevents disease? We're into superhumans. We're into what is the optimum. A 300-pound lineman needs a different amount of nutrients than a 98-year-old, 75-pound woman. It's only common sense. And I don't know a high performer in any area, executives or athletes or people who are at the optimal end of the aging spectrum. I don't know any of them that don't supplement. None. Well, so what's that tell you? All of the people that look the best, live the best, and are the best are all supplementing their diet relative to what they require. And now we have, you know, anti-aging science, which is, you know, really changing the game. But when you add anti-aging hormones and agents into the body, your burn rate is going to go up. In other words, you're going to continue to utilize those nutrients like you did in an early age. So you need to be able to supply that, because your body will diminish its capabilities relative to what's available for workers. And enzymes do all of the work in the body. There's over 25,000 interactions that enzymes have.
And I was just going to say, of all of these things we're talking about, everybody makes enzymes, no matter who you are. And the fact that as you age, you make less and less is indisputable in science. And here is an opportunity to get a completely free bottle of the single best protein-specific enzyme blend you've ever seen in your life, called Masszymes. Again, shrnetwork.biz/freemassme, freemassme, and you'll get an $81 value altogether. You'll also get three ebooks that will teach you about your diet. One of the things I want to mention is recently we reran a show by Randy Roach. Randy Roach and I in 2006 did a show called Humans in Captivity. And what we extrapolated from this show was that 40,000 years ago, we started to grow our own food. We started to milk our animals. We went the agrarian way because famine was too frequent back then for us. We wanted to have control on the access to food. Prior to that, we ate foods that we knew were good for us. Okay? So we have our instincts been bred out of us because of marketing and sales by companies who would have you believe that this food or that food is the right thing for you. So what you said before about don't give a child sugar before three, put them in a room, and what foods will they pick? You're right. They'll pick carrots. They'll pick a piece of chopped meat that's been cooked. They'll pick real foods. We don't have these instincts anymore. We have been robbed of these instincts. We are literally humans in captivity. What can we learn from the bears and the lions at the San Diego Zoo? Here, I'll tell you. They all develop type 2 diabetes and they all develop heart failure. Two things that don't happen in the wild. And why? Because they're fed chow. You know, Purina bear chow. That's not a joke. It really is. Purina lion chow. Limited amounts of meat. When you take any species and you force them to eat a diet that is not appropriate for them, they get sick. Now, look at how sick the human population is. It's because of the stuff we eat today. That's it.
Simple.
It is. It's so simple. But it's hard to get people to acknowledge and to actually make changes. Because I had a guy reach out to me once who had had multiple sclerosis. And he was a retired attorney who was doing some work for a friend who had like a dozen Panera Breads in Minnesota. And I said, you know, the first thing you got, and I didn't know that about him yet. And I said, well, you know, let's talk about your diet. I said, your diet's very bread heavy. That's a no-no for people with MS. Actually, bread has been shown to promote the lesion's growth. And he said to me, oh, I can't give up bread. And I said, why? He said, well, you know, I do some work for this guy. He pays me in bread because I'm retired. I said, but it's promoting your multiple sclerosis. He did. I ended up letting him go. I says, if you're not willing to give up bread and change your diet, I can't help you. He said, well, that's it. Think about that for a second. Now, either he didn't believe me or he didn't care. If he didn't believe me,
or he's addicted.
Well, he habit forming. I'm very cautious of using the word addiction because it's a very specific condition of the brain. But you're right. He wanted his bread so badly that he would continue to run the risk of his MS getting worse. Says tried to go there. Says no such page. Natalie, hold on. Let me make sure because we had to change the link. Hold on a second. Just bear with me 1 second. This is live radio at its best. Natalie, we just had someone try to use the link for the free Masszyme, and they said they got a 404 error. Could you please check that link? Okay. We'll get that fixed right away. See, people are going during the show. That's nice to see. We'll get it fixed, Katrina. Sit tight. We'll get it fixed here right now. But anyway, it's amazing how people will continue to eat foods they know are not good for them because they like them so much, really.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a great book by Eric Schlosser called Fast Food Nation, and it talked about the cultivation and development of food engineering and food science in the 70s down on the New Jersey Turnpike, these companies that started using food elements that would replicate the smell, the taste, the flavors that would make the body believe it was getting essential nutrients, but were actually, you know, it was a chemical mimicker. So you would eat more of that product based on the deficiencies you had. Very interesting book and a very interesting read of how that started to change. And what happened back then is you noticed there was little cans and little bags of chips and little chocolate bars. And you look at today, there's big bags of chips and big bags of things because now we the satiety index of a lot of the foods that taste really good. Satiety is the regulatory component of your brain that will shut off. Like if you eat so many blueberries, you'll get to a point like I can't eat more blueberries. Coca-Cola, for example, was the first zero level satiety drink there ever was ever created. So you drink that, there is no registration that you've drank too much. It's very interesting how our brains work. And so the foods that we naturally eat have satiety factors. And so satiety is a big factor to being able to maintain a dietary component. I mean, I love junk food. I'm going to tell people I have a I have one day a week where I have whatever whatever I'm addicted to or craving or want. And I'll go out and scarf down 7,000, 8,000 calories in a day easily. And during the week, I'm at, you know, somewhere around 2,000.
Right.
And, but, you know, I can eat a 2,000, 3,000 calories in chips in no time. I can annihilate that stuff. I'm ready for more.
Yeah. We have to take our last commercial break, and we have a question from a returning viewer that we'll get to on the other side. Bob, sit tight. Don't go away. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, and we'll wrap up the interview. Stay tuned. Natalie is busy fixing the link, by the way.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, you've heard me talk about Masszymes from Bioptimizers for years now. It's a safe and natural digestive enzyme supplement that's for men or women that specifically helps you digest the protein in your diet. I never have a meal without at least 3 Masszyme capsules, and that's because I want every bit of amino acids from the protein I eat day in and day out to help this 64-year-old body continue to build new muscle and strength. Well, I can tell you how you can get a free bottle of Masszymes plus 3 free ebooks as a bonus, total gift worth over $81. You'll not only receive a free bottle of the best digestive enzyme for turning all the protein you eat into muscle-building amino acids, but you'll also receive the book From Sick to Superhuman, Plant-Based Superfood Delights, and the Ultimate Carnivore Cookbook, absolutely free with your free bottle of Masszymes. Take advantage of this opportunity fast because it won't last long. Go to shrnetwork.biz/freemassme, that's freemassme, and see why I will never stop taking Masszymes. GHKCU is one of the most effective peptides for rebuilding more youthful skin, reversing skin damage, diminishing wrinkles, and tightening loose skin. I personally use Restoracell with GHKCU every day. It's making an undeniable difference in the quality of my skin. Restoracell is fantastic for all types of skin. Now you can order Restoracell and save 25% when you use the code SHR25. That's SHR25. While you may be diligent in your workouts and your diet, don't neglect what people see first and foremost, and that's your skin. Go to shrnetwork.biz/blue and use code SHR25 today.
Remember those rectangular toaster pastries you used to love when you were a kid? Well, Legendary Foods has just made them better. The new cake-style tasty pastry is like nothing you've ever had before. With 20 grams of high-quality protein and less than 1 gram of sugar, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary and use the code SHR10 to save 10% off your purchase of tasty pastries. Now available in cookies and cream, red velvet cake, birthday cake, blueberry, strawberry, brown sugar cinnamon, and hot fudge sundae. Go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary and use code SHR10 today.
How often do you wake up in the morning and instantly wish you had just another hour of sleep? Maybe you didn't get enough sleep, or you have brain fog. Your energy is low, or you just can't concentrate. You run for coffee or an energy drink, but that barely moves the needle. Imagine having control over how you feel and being able to just flip a switch and turn on your brain within 10 minutes of waking up without coffee or caffeine. I've personally experienced this over the past few months since trying Nootopia. Nootopia is the most advanced brain support and cognitive enhancement system that I've ever tried. It's like a chemistry set for your brain. Nootopia specializes in personalized brain supplements, also known as nootropics. Nootopia has raised the bar on the nootropic category beyond anything that exists today. Go to shrnetwork.biz/nootopia. That's Nootopia. And enter the code SHR10 for an additional 10% off. You will not be disappointed in this product.
Dogs should be powered by fat and protein, not carbs. That's why Visionary Pet makes low-carb, ketogenic dog food for dogs of all breeds and life stages. From kibble to freeze-dried and even low-carb treats, All Visionary Pet recipes are very low carb, ketogenic, and made with 100% real meat protein. Shop now and use code SHR for 20% off your first order today. Your dog deserves the lifelong benefits of optimal nutrition. Make the switch to Visionary and see why smart dogs eat low carb.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Sorry about that. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, it's not easy to produce your own show and also be in the show. It really is. So we have a couple questions, but I just want to mention about the Newtopia spot. That upbeat I've found is my go-to. I take two of those in the morning, and that's it. I usually am fasted. I get on my bike, and I have this ability to be so focused that nothing in the periphery, you know, makes me look. And I thought to myself, man, this would be great for car drivers, gamers, any that these products that come in that Newtopia box are game changers. I don't think anyone in the nootropic arena today will ever catch you, because No, because you're so far ahead of them right now, and it's only going to get better. I just got another packet of the ultimate stack. I don't even know what it is yet. I gotta reach out to Mr. Newts and learn about it. But you really have raised the bar on nootropics that actually work the way they say they work. It's phenomenal. Phenomenal. Congratulations. That's all.
Thank you. It's our mission, right? Make products that work or your money back. It's really that simple.
Okay, so on that note, Bob, who's been here before with the same question, can Wade explain why his company does not provide third-party testing for his products?
Yeah, great question. Some people ask that. So there's all sorts of proprietary components that are inside of the products that we use. And if we turn that information over to everybody, it gives us the formulas. Because what happens in the nutritional supplement industry, it's very difficult to get patents on natural health products or combinations. But how you combine elements, and when you do third-party testing, and what we do is we do third-party testing. We just don't reveal that to people because people will try to rip off our products and sell it off. That's essentially why.
But there's something else here that needs to be said. There's lots of companies that produce third-party testing and their products don't work. They also
Correct.
Don't have a no questions asked money-back guarantee. So maybe Bob can look. I think the idea behind third-party testing is it has in it what we say it has in it. Because there's a lot of disputes about label claims today. But the reality is you buy a product not because it has in it what it is supposed to be, but it works. It does, those things do something that you have purchased it for. So if all you want is third-party tested products, then, you know, that's your prerogative. It's your dollars. But when you have a 100% money back guarantee, it doesn't matter, because if you buy a product because it's supposed, like Upbeat, you buy a product that says it's going to do these things for you and it has third party testing and you take it and it doesn't work, who cares about the third party testing? But if you buy a product, regardless of third party testing or not, and let's be honest, this is published third party testing you're asking for. Wade just says they do third party testing, but they don't reveal it. So that's a different story. But if it works, then what are you really going to get additionally from the third party testing? Not much. But anyway, I respect the question. You asked it before. You got your answer. Thomas Whittingham, says that he had, 5 years ago, he had cryoablation. I know Masszymes doesn't contain serpeptase, but does it contain anything that would be detrimental to the design scarring from the ablation? Good question.
You know, I don't know what cryo ablation is. What I can say that I'm very confident that the proteolytic enzymes inside of Masszymes, especially if taken on an empty stomach or whatever, will break down fibrosis, like tissues from protein laying down. Now, if there is a health reason why you can't have that to happen, then I would avoid using Masszymes, or at least take it to your doctor so that he could determine whether that was going to be something that was efficacious or not. I've had people with necrosis scars on their like half inch thick. They started using Masszymes, one lady in particular, and it would start to get red and itch when she took Masszymes on an empty stomach. And over 9 months, it reduced the scar completely, which is showing how Masszymes can be used as a metabolic enzyme. In other words, it can be used as a systemic enzyme. So I would be cautious. And these are potent products. If you have gastritis or ulcers, that would be, you know, something that you would avoid Masszymes from because it could accelerate the problems with those things. This is a potent product and it needs to be treated as such. And when you experience it, then you'll understand that.
All right. So here you go. One last time. We're going to put it up. And the link does work. I tried it. Natalie tried it. SHRnetwork.biz/free. F-R-E-E, mass, M-A-S-S-M-E, me, free mass me. We use these links so that we can track the audience's interest in these products. We've already had, Natalie just texted me, we've already had 7 clicks, and I clicked it and it works. Natalie clicked it and it works. SHRnetwork.biz/free mass me. You'll get a free bottle of Masszymes plus 3 fantastic books. And this will give you a chance to test it out for yourself and see if, in fact, it is for you. As always, Wade, thanks for being here. This is like a day off. I get to hang out with you a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. So we got to break bread. You and I have to get together soon. We have to figure that one out.
It's going to happen soon.
Have a great weekend, brother.
All right. You too.
Take care. And that's it for today's show. Please share the show. Don't forget, you never know who you're going to help. And we will see you Monday with more Superhuman Radio. And thank you for being here today.